Carol, hello.
Hello, Mr. Hadley. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you, Carol. Now, my staff tell me that you unfortunately are suffering with MS. Is that right?
Oh, yes, but that is something that I and my husband, we just live with it.
Well,
no good complaining.
You're a very brave lady, and you're up in Warwick in Queensland, are you, Carol?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's fantastic that you're listening to the program. I appreciate it.
But I just want you to know.
Yes.
I've been listening to you for the last month. My husband said to me, he goes sometimes down the shed on our property.
Yes.
And he gives me time just for myself.
Right.
And he has time for himself.
Yes.
And we look after each other because he's not very well either.
Oh, dear.
So we give ourselves time to think.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, I'm going to put you on to a gentleman that you would like. And I said, okay. So he tried to get you. And eventually he got your station down his shed. He can get you straight away, but I couldn't. And he said, you'll listen to this man and see what you think. And Mr. Hadley, I think that you are the best radio announcer that I've ever heard.
Well,
and you're such a gentleman. And I love listening to you.
Well, Carol,
and
that's very kind of you.
I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I can tell that. And I, you know what, Carol? It is so important to me that you feel that way. And I'm glad that I bring some happiness to your house in Warwick. And that of, what's your husband's name, Carol?
My husband's Gary. Well, and I've been married to him only 45 years.
Oh.
And I want another 25.
God bless you. Carol, thank you so much, and you give Gary a big kiss from me, and I appreciate the fact you both listen, and you be as well as you possibly can, okay? And
I
please
will.
Ring me some other time when you want to have a chat, okay?
Is that all right?
Oh, please. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you for...
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, okay?
Oh, you're worth it.
Thank you, Carol. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you for listening to me.
That's my pleasure, Carol. That's what we're here for. We can't give time to people like you, Carol, we shouldn't be here at all. Makes it all worthwhile hearing from someone like Carol, who's got her own battles, along with that her husband, Gary, and sees fit to ring us to say nice things. What a lovely lady.